Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
In the year 2000, I was taken to Jeffrey Epstein's island while on a photo shoot in the Caribbean. Who I saw and what I experienced there would change me forever. For months, I had to avoid Jeffrey, but he told me that if I wanted to succeed as a Ford model, he could make it happen. And he was right. He introduced me to Katie Ford and many others in the entertainment business. His grip on the modeling business was undeniable. Not just the Ford family, but Victoria's Secret, Faith Cates, Jean-Luc Brunel, Victoria's Secret. Epstein's reach went to the very top of fashion. He could make a model's career.
So if you've been listening to this show for any period of time, you know that what I've said about the whole Jeffrey Epstein case is it was never my issue particularly. I know a lot of people have been so fixated on this. I think it's got all the elements of drama and intrigue and cover-up and the wealthy, and of course it's a horrible crime at the heart of it all. It never really captured my attention. Then I watched the and to some degree still does not, I'll be honest with you, but I watched this kind of press conference that the victims did the other day after all of the, I mean, this is decades of these women trying to get justice. And after this hokey pokey of, we're going to release it, we're not going to release it, we're going to release it, we're going to, you know, and then they dribble things out that aren't really all that interesting and, you know, isn't anything new. And, you know, we just seem to have, you know, now the president's calling it, what, a hoax, and it's nonsense and get over it. And, you know, when he was the one that was going to release it all. And, okay. After listening to, like I said, you know, this press conference, these women and their attorneys, just release it. I mean, there's no other side here. There is no, this is why we shouldn't release the information we have. Now, it might be too late now. It might be that nobody's going to believe it, even at this point, because of the way that it's been handled. But I'm with the women. I'm with their attorneys. You know, if that makes me with the Democrats, then I'm with the Democrats. There's, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene and Thomas Massie and maybe one or two others. Okay. If that puts me against, you know, my party, okay, fine. What the hell? Just put it out. Who are you protecting? These are fair questions. There's just no reason to keep this stuff secret. Period.
Congress must choose. Will you continue to protect predators, or will you finally protect survivors? Right. Transparency is justice. Release the files. End the secrecy and stand with us in declaring that no one, no billionaires, no politicians, not world leaders, is above the law.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, kind of obvious.
And let me announce now. Several of us Epstein survivors have been discussing creating our own list of names.
We call that a butt clench moment for a lot of people. Oh, dang it, I forgot. The victims know who we are. Oh. Oh, wait, they could talk in public? If they haven't agreed to some kind of an NDA, if they haven't taken some kind of a deal that requires it, yeah. That's kind of what it means to be a victim.
We know the names. Many of us were abused by them. Now, together as survivors, we will confidentially compile the names we all know were regularly in the Epstein world. And it will be done by survivors and for survivors. No one else is involved. Stay tuned for more details on that. Because history is watching, and so are the women who will come after us. That's right. Thank you.
And remember, it's not It would be enough if it were just about these victims in this case. It would be enough. It is, of course, also about all the people who have not yet been named or punished, right? All of the facilitators, all of the blind eye turners, you know, all of the people who were a part of this without being a part of this, right? Which, as Ashley Rubright said, that's a lot of people.
There were so many enabling adults. Those enablers actively turned a blind eye, and they are the greatest danger.
Yes.
Bankers, lawyers, participants, pilots, I mean, lots of people, right? You cannot do evil unless a lot of people don't intervene. You know, what's the old expression that the only thing that evil needs to flourish is for good people to do nothing? Well, a lot of people did nothing. And that's a problem too. But it's not just that. It's, I hate to say this, but it just, we need to remember, it's not just Harvey Weinstein. It's not just Bill Cosby. It's not just Jeffrey Epstein. There are other people who have been victims of other predators that we haven't even heard of yet. Right? I mean, you believe this is everybody? This is absolutely not everybody. Look at the gymnastics scandals. Look at, you know, there are more. And as a culture, as a society, we just need to make a decision. Are we going to take seriously the sexual predation of women? And are we going to ignore it and pretend it's not there? Or are we going to do something about it? And the only way you can do something about it is by scaring the crap out of predators. That's it. They don't respect anything but power. So you punish them, you expose them, you humiliate them, and maybe you make a dent in it for the future. That's what you can do.
I once believed my silence was strength. Hold it together. Don't draw attention. Today I know that strength sounds like my voice. It sounds like everybody's voice is up here. Silence only protects predators, not children.
That's right. The number of women who were coerced, manipulated, abused, raped at the age of 14, 15, 16 is unbelievable.
Hello, everybody. My name is Wendy Passante, and I was abused by Jeffrey Epstein when I was 14 years old. I'm not here to relive what happened. I'm here to be counted and to make sure others are counted too. I once believed my silence was strength. Hold it together. Don't draw attention. Today I know that strength sounds like my voice. It sounds like everybody's voice is up here. Silence only protects predators, not children.
Yeah, that's right. Wendy Passante, Ashley Rubright before that. You had Jess Michaels.
My name is Jess Michaels, and I'm a 1991 Jeffrey Epstein survivor. 27 years. For 27 years, I thought I was the only one that Jeffrey Epstein raped. I believed I was alone, and I was kept silent by the shame that was inside me and by the fear outside in the world.
Can you imagine thinking you're the only one? And by the way, I know you feel like the math may not add up. Well, 91 plus 27 was when the thing started to come out, not to today. It's been a couple of years since we've known it's been widespread. And she says, you know, I thought I was the only one. What could I do? I was scared. I was terrified. I was a child.
Justice and accountability are not favors from the powerful. They are obligations decades overdue.
Amen. Absolutely. And that would be true. Listen, that would be true even if there were no names to be released, even if there were no documents of who's been implicated to be released. That's just getting justice. But we know there are names and documents and collusion and people who failed to intervene when they could have and deals cut for immunity and law enforcement, honestly, that were a part of this or a part of the covering or a part of the immunity offers. I mean, just this one woman, if she hadn't gone to court and gotten her lawyer to sue, they would have never found out that there had been an immunity deal cut for Epstein. I mean, like, that kind of craziness. Get it all out. CIA, FBI, Department of Justice, local, just put it out. That's really the, at this point, that's the only thing that's going to at all assuage the concerns and bring us closer to the kind of community that we're supposed to have. Now, I don't get to say this very often, so I'm going to go ahead and say it real loud. I think Marjorie Taylor Greene is an embarrassment for the country. But even somebody who is an embarrassment for the country can get something right, and she is right on this.
The truth needs to come out, and the government holds the truth. The cases that are sealed hold the truth. Jeffrey Epstein's estate holds the truth. The FBI, the DOJ, and the CIA holds the truth. And the truth we are demanding come out on behalf of these women, but also as a strong message to every innocent child, teenager, woman, and man that is being held captive in abuse. This should never happen in America, and it should never be a political issue that divides us.
Absolutely. That's, of all the things in the case that are frustrating and infuriating, the idea that it's now a partisan fight, and my party's on the wrong side, I don't even know what to say. It's so outrageous. 521 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. If you need to take a look at that next vehicle, or maybe you're kind of like you're not quite there yet, but you're kind of denying that you really are there yet. You just don't want to admit it. You know, I mean, maybe you're just worried about the cost of getting a newer car. That's fair. You don't know exactly what it's going to cost you on a monthly basis, or, you know, just pay it off, whatever the case may be. Well, okay, go get information. You know, nothing solves uncertainty and fear like getting information. So go to Frontier and look around and see what's actually available. See, you know, they've got a couple of cars, 300 or so on the lot. You can look at prices. You can see what it would cost. And then instead of being kind of uncertain and apprehensive and all of the, you know, there's sort of shade over there, I don't want to deal with it kind of in your life, go look. You know, shine a little information light on what, you know, is keeping you from getting a car that you're actually going to enjoy driving. Because when you go there, you'll find out, okay, this is what I can afford. This is maybe not what I can afford, but, oh, I kind of like that. I can do that. Or maybe you discover, you know what, I can't afford anything. I mean, I don't know. But get information is the only way to solve that problem, and then you'll know, and then you can act on what you know. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the big buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
My name is Ariel. I moved to the U.S. at 19. I spoke no English, and I struggled finding job opportunities. Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hey there, home buyers and sellers. I'm Will.
And I'm Angela.
With Cannell and Company Realty,
your dynamic real estate duo.
We're not just realtors, we're real estate MVPs. With a game plan tailored to your needs, we'll score you the home of your dreams.
Whether it's finding the perfect starter home or selling to upgrade, your goals are our goals, and we'll make sure you come out on top. Angela Sherrill, 850-292-3165.
Will Maven, 850-261-7020 or at willmaven.com.
Let's go!
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Let's go!
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us today at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sonny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sonny that Eldon sent you.
the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
Sandy?
Tell me about it, Stud.
So if at this moment you have conflicting images in your head, I understand. If you have one image that's trying to fight its way to the top of Olivia Newton-John in very tight black pants, you're my people. If you also have an image of the members of the Breakfast Club escaping their detention through the ceiling or running through the halls, you're also my people. 525 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, come on. You don't get to hear enough good 80s music. All right, BJ, I'm gonna test your Gen X credentials here. Name the artist. You're never gonna get this. You're not even gonna feel bad you didn't know. I'm just messing with you. It's Carla DeVito. I know, right? I've never even heard of her. It's on the album, but it's a great song. Nobody knows. 525 on News Radio 92.3. Why are you wearing a Giants jersey?
We'll talk later.
Okay. All right, fair enough. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, Andrew. Washington, D.C. is suing President Trump over his deployment of National Guard troops, arguing that he undermined the principle that the military should not be used in domestic law enforcement. The lawsuit follows a federal judge's ruling that a similar deployment in California was illegal. A senior official said the administration is considering keeping troops in the Capitol through December. Former President Joe Biden is recovering after skin cancer surgery. According to multiple reports, Biden underwent a common procedure that removes cancerous cells. And senior Justice Department officials are now considering proposals to potentially restrict transgender people's access to firearms. That discussion, of course, coming after last week's deadly shooting at the Minneapolis Catholic Church.
Where is this?
The Justice Department.
Wow. Okay. All right. Is that it?
that's it for
right
now.
I thought
right
we
now.
Walked through these statistics the other day. I guess the Department of Justice isn't listening to my show. That transgender people are, if anything, underrepresented in examples of mass violence. But, you know. Okay. David, thanks so much for the update. And, again, just in case anybody's, like, first time listening to the show. Oh, that guy's some liberal acronym rainbow lip. Good Lord. I was thinking about this the other day. I was thinking about, you know, somebody just what people might perceive of the overall totality of my position on some things. And you hate trans people. Really? I mean, have you ever listened to the show? I have talked so many times about how I think it must be horrible to live with a mental condition that makes you think that your body wasn't made right. I have great sympathy for people who exist like that. Well, I thought you were against these surgeries. I am. I mean, I don't think that the way you solve kleptomania is you let people steal a bunch of stuff. You know, just because somebody has a strong desire for a thing, whatever that thing might be, doesn't mean that giving them that thing is the answer. But you can still have sympathy for the person who craves the heroin. You can still have sympathy for the person who's so frustrated in their life that they feel like acting out in violence all the time. And I do have great sympathy for people who struggle with self-control with their violence issues. But if they engage in violence, you have punishments, okay? So, you know, you can have compassion for people and their struggles. Everybody has struggles. That doesn't mean you have to endorse the desires that they struggle with. And when it comes to transgenderism, you don't have to endorse the idea that people were born in the wrong body or that their notion of who they are gender-wise is accurate. Even though you can have great sympathy. Well, you sound like you're transphobic, but you kind of sound like you're pro-trans. Well, you know, Christians are going to sound wrong all the time. Because we're obligated to take things seriously that other people want to ignore. So, I thought you said that you don't believe we ought to take the guns away from the trans. Are you suddenly not in favor of the Second Amendment? Are you suddenly the kind of person that believes that people who have gender dysphoria shouldn't be given guns? I mean, is this where we're at? Because until now, unless you're all the way on the other side, right? But this is the Trump Department of Justice. You're conservatives saying that we ought to, suddenly you're in favor of gender dysphoria red flag laws? Really? Okay, so anyway, 529 on News Radio 92.3. On a good note, which I genuinely, this is a really good note. We've got another major league player about to debut from the area. Pace grad Brandon Sproat is going to, and if I say his name wrong, I'm so sorry, but that's the only pronunciation I can think of. And the old rule as a teacher was, say it the way it looks obvious, don't mess around, and you'll usually be right. People talk themselves out of the right pronunciation. Anyway, he went to Pace. He's going to debut on Sunday as the starter for the, the Mets. He's going to play for the Mets, so sorry about that, son. Anyway, he's going to play against the Reds, so Tommy Thrall, who, of course, is a former voice of the Wahoos and the voice of the Reds now, is going to be calling the game for another great standout from the area playing Major League Baseball for the first time.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa, HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., battling Democratic senators.
This is crazy talk. You're just making stuff up.
During his hearing in front of the Senate Finance Committee.
On Thursday, they laid into Kennedy over his handling of vaccines, his COVID booster guidelines, and his firing of the CDC director. But Kennedy is defending his tenure.
Fox's Madeline Rivera. President Trump signs an executive order cutting tariffs on Japanese car imports from 27.5 to 15%. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick.
President Trump can commit those funds to building the infrastructure of America to help America reach its national and economic security.
The August jobs report comes out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern, expected to show modest growth. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531 at News Radio 92.3. We've got 72 degrees right now, clear skies. Of course, we'll get to our forecast with meteorologist Brooke Richardson here in just a few minutes. Well, Governor Ron DeSantis recently cut funding that was earmarked to pay for ShotSpotter technology for the Escambia Sheriff's Office and Pensacola Police Department. The contract for that technology is up at the end of the year. PPD's Mike Wood says they're hoping to find a way they can keep it.
We're going to look and try to find alternate sources of funding because it's really a great program, and we hate to see anything happen to it. So that's something that we're going to have to wait and see.
And Wood says that the ShotSpotter has helped them to identify and arrest suspects in multiple shooting incidents. The Escambia Sheriff's Office previously said they couldn't afford to keep it without the state funding. Sheriff Simmons did say the real-time crime center would continue operating with or without the ShotSpotter sensors. A tropical wave in the Atlantic Ocean is now organized into an area of low pressure, featuring a cluster of showers and thunderstorms. The National Hurricane Center reports that conditions are becoming favorable for development for that system, with a tropical depression likely to form by the weekend. The system is now moving westward, 5 to 10 miles per hour. It is expected to continue across the eastern and central tropical Atlantic, potentially approaching the Caribbean Sea. Now, police in Daphne say an arrest was made after an incident at Jubilee Farms. The department released a statement saying 32-year-old Robert Kyle Keehy was found inside a home as a resident was away. The woman was reportedly a victim in a previous domestic incident, and a domestic violence protection order was in place. Officers say they initially attempted to contact Keehy but were unsuccessful. After obtaining an arrest warrant, they returned and say he refused to exit that home, claiming he was at work. After reconnecting with the victim, police entered the home and discovered Keehy hiding in a closet. He was arrested without further incident and charged with domestic violence, criminal trespass, and violation of a domestic violence protection order. One of Tallahassee's most infamous murder cases is over. A judge yesterday convicting Donna Adelson of murder for the death of her former son-in-law in 2014. She helped hire hitmen to kill FSU law professor Dan Markle while he and Adelson's daughter were going through a custody battle. No sentencing date has been set. The 75-year-old Adelson could get life in prison. The federal government ramping up its efforts to stop human smuggling. Attorney General Pam Bondi yesterday was in Tampa to announce the expansion of Joint Task Force Alpha. It's a team of prosecutors, agents, and international partners that target human smuggling and trafficking networks. Bondi says the JTFA is responsible for recently breaking up an alien smuggling operation involving six suspects from Tampa. Bondi said that they're investigating and prosecuting smuggling more aggressively than ever before. The JTFA is, she says, the tip of the spear. It's 5:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our forecast with Brooke Richardson.
Going to have a beautiful day today with temperatures around 90 degrees for your high. Just a small 10% chance of a stray shower, otherwise mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 73. For Saturday, 20% chance of a stray shower, otherwise mostly sunny, high near 90 degrees. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 73. Keeping that beautiful weather on Sunday with plenty of sunshine, high near 90 and a low near 69. Second Accurate Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team, download the WEAR-TV Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you, Brooke, and we are showing 68 degrees, clear skies right now. Your next news at 6 and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Dom Savino with Your Money Now. Boeing is hiring new workers to replace employees in its defense unit as their strike enters a second month. The group assembles and maintains missile systems and F-15 fighter jets. The more than 3,000 workers went on strike in early August after turning down a contract offer from Boeing. The maker of ChatGPT is making a rival to LinkedIn. OpenAI has announced it's developing an AI-powered jobs platform as it grows its consumer-facing apps. OpenAI says the platform will use AI to help connect qualified job candidates to companies. It could place Microsoft in a bind. The tech giant is OpenAI's biggest investor and also owns LinkedIn. The OpenAI jobs platform is expected to launch next year. On Wall Street, futures are mixed as investors prepare for the monthly jobs report, which will be released this morning. The market comes in off another record finish, which saw the S&P 500 close up 53 points to a record 6,502. That's Your Money Now.
Pensacola Hardware has been serving the city's general contractors and tradesmen for 174 years. We very much appreciate our customers and are thankful to be one of the only brick-and-mortar businesses in downtown Pensacola to always offer plenty of free parking. We focus on the commercial construction trades and specialize in architectural and engineer-specified products. Whether you're an engineer, project manager, purchasing agent, or subcontractor, Pensacola Hardware is your best local source for construction supplies and exceptional product knowledge.
Hurricane season is here, and now is the time to make a plan and know your zone.
In the case of an evacuation, have a plan to go to a hurricane shelter, hotel, or stay with a family or friends. If you're ordered to evacuate, you need to leave. You can rebuild your home, but you cannot rebuild your life. This hurricane season, know your zone. Know your home. Learn more at floridadisaster.org. This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Suspect came out of the gate next to his house, fired once into the ground, and then drew down on this 11-year-old boy who was running away.
You don't think he haphazardly shot the gun and it accidentally hit the boy? You believe that he aimed at this boy?
That is exactly what we believe.
Was there ever a moment where your team considered this may have been self-defense?
No, never. There were no weapons that this young man had. There's nothing to suggest that he was taking property.
This is the attorney prosecuting the case against that man who shot an 11-year-old in the back and killed him after a ding-dong ditch episode where it was apparently a second or third time maybe that he had done it, and I can understand why a homeowner would be frustrated, but being a frustrated homeowner does not justify grabbing your weapon, going and hiding behind a fence in your yard, and then when a kid comes in your yard and is running away after ringing the doorbell, you shoot him in the back and kill him. That's murder. And although it was very frustrating to see a delay in that charge being brought, I'm glad to see that it finally has been. It's not a solution to the problem, but it is the right response by law enforcement. And so, in a weird way, that was a kind of good news. Yesterday, we had a chance to talk to Mike Wood. He is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. You and I talk so much about, you and I and Sheriff Johnson and Sheriff Simmons and everybody else talk about guns and appropriate use of gun self-defense and all that kind of stuff. I assume that you're, law enforcement kind of watching this story in amazement and horror, and that finally the fact that he got arrested was kind of like, well, thank God for that, because that's what it fits, right?
Yeah, this one seems pretty clean cut, but in all cases, you have to look at each and every case differently. And before they brought charges, they wanted to make sure they had everything right. And sometimes that takes a day or two.
Yeah, right. And sometimes you got to, certain jurisdictions, I guess you have to consult with the SAO or the DA or whatever. And, that's fine. But anyway, glad that this, it's not here, but still, you hate to see something like that be nationwide news. It's so horrible. Here locally, we did have a shooting on the 800 block of West Gadsden, and you guys have made an arrest, right?
Yeah, that was early Sunday morning. An officer heard gunshots in that area. He happened to be very close. We also, moments later, got a shot spotter notification of the incident. It was in the 800 block of Gadsden Street. When they arrived, they found an adult male who had been shot multiple times. And fortunately, he's going to be okay. The detectives got right on this case, as they always do, and were able to develop information, and yesterday made an arrest in that case.
Great. I mean, a terrible thing, but that's why we have you guys there to deal with the terrible things. You mentioned Spot Shotter, and I just don't know the status of it. I know the sheriff said the funding is going to expire and they're not going to be able to get it for next year. Are you guys in the same boat? Do we know what's going to happen with Shot Spotter in the future?
Yeah, we are, and we're in collaboration, and we're going to look and try to find alternate sources of funding, because it's really a great program, and we hate to see anything happen to it. So that's something that we're going to have to wait and see and see what happens. But again, we're looking and hoping to find some alternative sources of funding.
On that note, I know the story about the license plate readers, license plate cameras. Correct me if I've gotten this wrong. I think there's going to be 18 of them in total, about $108,000. And I thought I read, am I right in thinking that those also have a gunshot detection system carried along with them?
No, I'm not familiar with that.
Oh, okay.
on an LPR. So if that's the case, I've never heard of that. But,
okay.
But not saying, I don't think so. But yeah, this is LPRs or license plate readers are something that's not new to this area. It will be new to the city, but they're all over the country, and they've proven their worth. They are very good at detecting vehicles that we need, especially in situations like kidnappings, homicides, even silver alerts when they go out. So it's a very good system, and with anything new, I remember when dash cams and police cars and body cams came out, people were worried about privacy and things like that. But with anything new, we're going to have there's going to be some opposition, but the good far outweighs the bad on these license plate readers.
Well, and, I was talking with Rick Hawthorne, Chief Hawthorne, Gulf Breeze Police, about this when they made the decision a couple of months ago. And, he was kind of running through some of the scenarios that these things can be useful for. And it, like you said, amber alerts, silver alerts, potentially, orders of protection, if you're worried about somebody. They're not going to be on every side street, but it does offer you the opportunity that if a crime has happened or you might think is about to happen, or even a license plate that you're suspicious of. I mean, there's all kinds of ways this can be used, including the example he gave me was, you're on the beach and somebody does a hit and run, and you can basically go back and look over the data and see what, how many two-door red sedans crossed that camera in the hour after the incident was reported, or the half hour before, cross-reference that, and you can start to build, a database of suspects, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's been another case. It was not here, but a male threatened his wife, said he was going to come back from out of state and kill her and the kids.
They were able to put his license plate. He's from out of state, but they put the system in, or license plate in the system. And sure enough, he came three states away to that city, and the license plate readers alerted local law enforcement that, hey, he is now in town. Officers were able to get to that house, and they got there before he did. So those LPRs saved that young lady's life and probably the kids as well. So there's a lot of good reasons to have them. We're glad to see them and hope they stay.
The data collected by the license plate readers is not kept permanently. The data collected by the license plate readers is not public record. Both of those are true, right?
Yeah, and also there's been some concern about law enforcement or people who have access to that information using it in the wrong way. And I can tell you that if that happens, it's just like right now, you know, I can put a tag in the computer in my vehicle and run it. But you have to have a reason for doing that. You can't do it for personal use. And if you get caught doing that, it's going to end your career and take your standards in Florida where you can't be a police officer anymore. So there are severe consequences for anybody that would do something like that. There are rules in place for the abuse.
And I believe, at least, again, going on the pattern at Gulf Breeze, you tell me if it's going to be different at PPD, but the beat patrol officer is not even able to use them directly. It's going to be supervisors that authorize it and input data. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. A lot of times, you know, we'll get the information, like from the real-time crime center, on vehicles that we're looking for, and it's dispatched to us. So we don't have access to any of that information. The patrol officer does not.
Again, on the license plate readers, we're talking to Mike Wood, the PIO for Pensacola Police Department, or the PPD PIO, as I like to say, when I'm using my mental shorthand. When do we know when these are going to get implemented?
No, it's several months away, which is much better than several years away. So contracts have to be drawn up, locations have to be determined, and things like that. So no, I don't have a solid answer for you.
And cost is that right? About $100,000 for the 18? Do you know?
That's what I understand. Yes.
Okay. Very good. And I also assume that unlike red light cameras, where we warned you they were coming, we told you where they were going to be, and whenever you cross one, there's a massive sign that says, hey, it's here, dummy. The part of the value of the LPRs is that they are not going to be super highly advertised. Are they mobile, as in can you change locations pretty easily? I thought that was true of the Gulf Breeze ones.
Yeah, you can change locations, but being the pretty easy part is the problem. So
I see.
Yeah, we're not going to release the information on where they are, and it's very obvious why, because, you know, the system can be defeated and will be useless. So that information is something that we're going to keep to ourselves and again, for obvious reasons.
And are they going to be, like, I know, again, I hate to keep using Gulf Breeze, but I just know more about that particular case. They have one that was their pilot test one, which was attached to, I think, a trailer, basically, that they could move around to different places. Is the plan to have a mobile version of this as well?
Well, we've already done that. We've already had them on our cruisers, and that was years ago. LPRs are not something new. So they are able to be put on cars. They can be put on mobile trailers. They can go just about anywhere. So
okay.
To answer your question, I don't know just yet on what we're going to do with them. Most of them are going to be permanently mounted, but they are something that you can see mounted on police vehicles if necessary.
Gotcha. We also had a overnight yesterday, a vehicle burglary. Is that right? That you wanted, which you caught the guy, which is good, but go ahead.
Yeah, that was Friday night on John Carroll Drive. We had a burglary in progress call. A male was seen going into multiple vehicles. Officers got to the area. They set up a perimeter. They used a drone. They also used a canine and eventually tracked him to the trunk of a vehicle. He was able to get out of that trunk and flee as officers approached, but a foot pursuit began, and they were quickly able to take him into custody, and the stolen items were located and returned to the owner. So happy ending there.
Great. Well, we'll take it. Let's see. I thought I had one other. Oh, yeah. I saw a story, and I know we're a couple weeks in after back to school already, but I thought it was a very interesting observation. And it was basically a warning from law enforcement about back-to-school photos, which, of course, the first day back, you want to take a picture of your kid and brag about how they're going to kindergarten or seventh grade or, you know, whatever the case may be. But the story was indicating that a lot of parents don't think too much about the ramifications of putting a photo with your kid and his name and his teacher's name and the school and what time they let out. And maybe in the background of the photo, it has your house and your street address on the house. I mean, you know, not great ideas all the time. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, you know, photos of children and addresses can be a problem. That's something that we don't ever suggest that you do. But there's nothing wrong with posting your children online if that's what you want to do. A lot of people are totally against that and won't do it, and others are the opposite and will post everything their child's doing in school, and they're very proud of them, their extracurricular activities that they're doing. So that's something that you have to make, a decision you have to make on your own as a parent.
And I will, you know, Mike's talking about me, by the way. I or at least, you know, if intentionally or not. For the parents who might be wondering if it's okay to not post pictures of your kids on social media, I've never one time in my entire life posted a picture of any of my kids or my wife on social media because of what I do. But also at a certain point, my decision was I wanted them to have the ability to control their own digital identity. And I didn't want to impose upon them whatever, you know, my life or occupation would. And so I just kept them completely off of social media. And I can't see how that created any problem. You know, whereas photos of kids can create a problem. It doesn't automatically. I know everybody does it, but I'm giving you permission. You have Andrew McKay's permission not to do it. Anything you want to add to that, Mike?
No, not at all. It's a decision that, I mean, it can't hurt if you don't. And most of the time, fortunately, it doesn't hurt if you do. So right. It's a decision that you have to make on your own.
You had a case that we had not had a chance to talk about this. You had a guy who I think, if I remember correctly, correct me if I'm wrong, was a felon who wound up getting arrested, and in his car, on his person, you found brass knuckles for which he got an additional charge for a concealed weapon. And that was my question is, I mean, are you allowed to own them? Are they a concealed weapon? Can you get prosecuted for that? And, you know, I don't know the status. I mean, I don't have any. I'm not intending to buy any, but I'm curious.
Well, concealed carry of brass knuckles in Florida is not legal, even with a permit.
Really?
And you can't sell them in Florida, but but strictly having them, having them is not necessarily against the law. It depends, you know, if you're a convicted felon, then there's a problem there. But, possessing or carrying brass knuckles concealed is illegal and can lead to criminal charges and enhanced penalties if you use them, if you strike somebody with them.
Okay. So is that true also of like the little throwing stars, shuriken? Is that true of a nunchucks? Is that like, I don't know what's the in and the out list, and I'm curious because people may wonder.
Yeah, I mean, they're deadly weapons. So, you know, once again, if it depends on your criminal history and in the manner that you use them. And simple possession is not always against the law. But once you conceal them or once you use them when you are a convicted felon, then things begin to change at that point.
Even with a permit, even if I have, and I actually have one, although you don't need one anymore in Florida, but if you have a concealed carry permit, you still can't conceal carry a brass knuckles or a throwing stars or, you know, is that true?
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, that's true.
Interesting. Okay. All right. Every day you learn something. Hey, do you have any did you know or a cop myth for us today?
I do, and this has to do with some calls that we've gotten sometimes about video. If, you know, I'm getting tired of people videoing me in public, videoing my children, and they call the police, and unfortunately there's not anything we can do about that if you are in public and have no reasonable expectation of privacy. So, and you see a lot of that online with First Amendment auditors and things like that. And if you are in public, there's not a thing that the police can do about anyone videoing you with their phone. But it's a little bit different with audio. And audio, with audio, you have both parties have to be aware that there is an audio recording in progress.
Yeah, because Florida's a two-party consent state, right, for recordings.
Right.
And then also, I mean, obviously there are exceptions when, you know, somebody's trying to do something lurid, you know, shooting video up somebody's skirt, something like that, or harassing, invading their personal space, that can become a crime, but general recording is not a crime.
That's correct. Yeah. But yeah, when you're starting to record, like you said, young ladies up close, then that is a crime, but, Just walking down the street, people get annoyed of others recording them with their phones, and sometimes the police get called, and there's just nothing we can do about that at that point.
Very good. And, you know, laws can be changed. If you don't like that law, want it to be more restrictive, you can always talk to your legislator. We have a few in the area, and they might listen to you. Mike Wood is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. As always, Mike, thank you so much for the time, for keeping us informed and clarifying us, and for helping, you know, tell the other folks in your force how much we appreciate them. I know you do that a bunch, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thank you.
Absolutely. 5:54 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you have anything that need to be done inside your home with plumbing or air conditioning or heating or electrical, Peden can take care of all of that stuff. And I still think it's such a fascinating way that this company came to be what it is today. You know, it didn't start as this massive does-everything company from Tallahassee to Mobile. It started as one guy, Robert Peden, who was hot in Panama City in Florida, which is, I think, an understandable thing in 1969. And he thought, well, you know, I'd like to not be so hot, so I will learn how to air condition my home. You know, that worked. I'll learn how to air condition my neighbor's homes, my friend's homes. And that worked, and they paid me. Cool. I can make a business out of this. And so here we are, you know, 56 years later, and that's exactly what happened, is he just started doing more and more serving of folks, doing good quality work, standing by with a 100% satisfaction guarantee, expanding geographically and expanding into other areas like the plumbing and the, you know, electrical. And over time, we get beaten. And that's, I mean, that's how it came to be. It's just a fascinating story of how, you know, nobody ever set out to be this big thing when he started. Just started out to do a little favor. Now, during the month of September, and in fact, throughout storm season, you can get a special on power and savings. Save $1,500 until the end of hurricane season on a dependable and powerful Briggs & Stratton standby generator. You can call or book online at Peden, PEADEN.com.
Ready to level up your future? George Stone Technical College trains students for real-world careers, fast. From welding to healthcare, IT to public safety, their hands-on programs get you job-ready in months, not years. And yes, financial aid and grant opportunities are available for all students. Affordable, local, career-focused, visit georgestonecollege.edu. That's georgestonecollege.edu, and take the first step today. You can change your life at George Stone.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Veris Health Partners knows there are plenty of options when it comes to insurance. Owners Pam and Keith Giles will help guide you to choose the best plans for you and your family. As a veteran-owned independent health and life agency in Pensacola, their clients range from moms and dads on Medicare to individuals, families, business owners, and veterans who are looking for answers. They are researchers, educators, and advocates who take pride in guiding clients to become smart healthcare shoppers. Contact them at verishp.com. Veris Health Partners.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the county emergency operations centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app. Tap that app to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, fool, you ready for another beating? You should have never came back.
You should have never came back. 5:58 on News Radio 92.3. That's as close as I get to Mr. T. And I don't even have any gold chains. Let's see. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines this morning. David?
Well, good morning, Andrew. President Trump coming to the defense of Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. after a heated Senate hearing where Kennedy accused a former CDC director of lying about his stance on vaccines. Speaking at the White House on Thursday, Trump praised Kennedy as More than 1,000 current and former HHS employees have called for him to resign. Boeing will be hiring permanent replacement workers now for its St. Louis area facilities. More than 3,000 union members are still on strike after their contract talks broke down. The company says the move is part of their contingency plans to keep operations running. And Washington, D.C. suing President Trump over his deployment of National Guard troops. They argue he's undermined the principle that the military shouldn't be used in domestic law enforcement. That lawsuit follows a federal judge's ruling that a similar deployment in California was illegal.
All right, David, thank you so much for the update. We've got doctors, medical associations all pushing back against Joe Latipo and his call to eliminate the need for mandatory vaccines and to dismantle the vaccine structure for children here in Florida. Of course, you'd still be able to opt in, but you can opt out now. In fact, people do opt out. In fact, Florida has a relatively low vaccination rate because so many people do opt out. But yeah, I've seen lots of doctors and medical associations say, what the hell? We don't need more disease in Florida, especially among our kids.
Local Talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on.